Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way up.
It's 9:04 out here in the D.C., Maryland area, and we are talking about tonight some, you know, topics that can have some interesting perspective. We're going to first tackle, or depending on how the show flows, we're going to talk about, does dating require having sex, and the natural versus the perm versus the weave hairstyles, you know. There's been a lot of there's been a craze, not a craze, but there's been a pattern of a lot of women are starting to embrace their natural hair. African-American women, I would say, are starting to embrace their natural hair. And there's been a boom retail-wise for the product makers of that, you know, of people of that industry.
Right.
So I just want to know what your perspective is when we get into it. You know, Boston, we know your situation. Your natural hair could pass off as weave if you grow it and straighten it. We get it.
Right.
Okay, you got that European in your blood or whatever.
But,
you know what I mean?
Is that what it is? Yeah,
whatever
all right.
you want to call it, all right? Whatever
hey.
You want to call it.
Today's Wednesday. I'm offended.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Anyway, so we're going to get into that. Let's get into our guest. You already
You're
heard him start chiming. I mean, let's get into our host. You already heard him start chiming in. Let's get this one out the way in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to go down the coast tonight. Charlotte, Madam CeeLo Boston, my bitchy with Kizzy Sunshine, strong chin was good.
Hey, man. Ready to knock your bleep out. Hey, happy birthday
whatever.
In the morning time. And yeah, it was good.
Yeah, whatever. I got some people knock out. Go all the way
I'm
up.
I'm all the way up.
Go all the way up with it.
Oh my God.
Let's take
yes.
it a little bit further down the coast. Down the city
brother.
They call Itty Bitty. And what's the name of that county out there you don't want to get pulled over in? What's the name of that county?
Hillsborough or Polk.
Oh, Hillsborough.
Hillsborough, West Hillsborough or Polk County.
Oh, goodness.
Okay,
that sounds
yeah,
like lockup town.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Plant City, Hillsborough. Sound like Lynchtown to me. Anyway, hot chocolate.
What's up, y'all?
What it be like?
Yeah, man. I was gonna tell y'all that the you know All the Way Up joint was one of my new favorite songs until y'all started
yo,
using it in
yo.
That different context. So yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and leave that one alone.
Hey,
you know, so your theme will be. Your theme will be how, if they ask me how high I look, I say all the way up.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
Yeah. Edible like this pop.
I know that's right. Oh my gosh,
but
yeah. Send me some gum or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I gotta come to Miami for that or whatever. I ain't no post office, no none of that, nothing. Sorry.
I know that's right.
I'm not risking my ass.
Yes,
it ain't worth it.
Yeah,
you
yes,
wait.
Sir.
But anyway, yo, check it is 9:07. Whatever. We was 9:07 in the PM. We're gonna get into this new ASAP Ferg and Rick Ross joint called Swipe Life. Team Harmon Radio, we be right bizak.
Yeah.
Card, then I make it, or I might watch it broad. I'm cut, don't like. like that. I cut dope like this. And since I'm always on your mind, you can't forget I'm rich. Got a couple hundred off a swipe. Brought a Bentley off a swipe. Got two rollies off a swipe. Holy moly, swipe life. Had him up in my goop. Is all up on a truth beat. Beat that goes off, I'm like, who? Why I go off on a glue? Better be watching your tone when you speak. Don't even talk to me, please. I keep the banger on me. Swipe and get all of my cheese. I bought my mama a new house. I bought my bitch a new dog. I brought the to the house. Bow when you talk to the Lord. I come through with a banger and put a big diamond on the finger. And you know all the bad bitches hanging with us. Couple rappers couldn't even get a table with us. Couple hating niggas always selling fables on us. Guess selling money, turn the tables on us. But fuck it, I'm gonna keep the money real tight. Cause I gotta keep a banger with a 100 swipes. 100 swipes. Got a couple hundred off a swipe. Brought a Bentley off a swipe. Got two rollies off a swipe. Honey, moly, swipe life.
TM Harmon Radio Live, 9:11 p.m. here on the East Coast in Tampa Bay. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, Sid James, holding us down. Yeah, we're in that social lab tonight. And don't forget to go to the TM Harmon Radio Live website.
Wait a minute.
TM Harmon Radio Live.com and sign up for the newsletter and get all the information that you need pertaining to and with TM Harmon Radio Live, where we'll be, what we're doing, you know what I'm saying, all that there. Wednesday night is Relationship Wednesday. We got a couple of topics that we're going to touch on tonight. We're going to start with, I think I'll go with the natural versus perm versus weave, only because I've been through all three stages. And of course, the natural state is, you know, most healthy for your hair and, you know, for your body itself. But it's the most difficult to maintain for, I would just say, me and for someone of my hair type and natural pattern. My natural state was a number one guard brush cut that I wore for 8 years, and that was probably the best my hair condition has ever been, not only because, of course, it was getting cut every week. You know, I had my 360 spinning, and you know what I'm saying? It was real cute. I'm actually considering going back. I got that brought out a level of confidence that I never thought I had in
I can imagine.
I was going through a lot of changes with my hair prior to cutting it. And just to tell a story real quick, I was at the barbershop to get my little line up in the back and, you know, my temples or whatever. And I had pretty short hair and curly all over, but I had a bang. So I'm complaining to my hairdresser / barber that, you know, I'm tired of perming bang for it to be straight and, you know, for it to go with the curl in my hair, and, you know, just for my style. Just, yeah, it was way too much. I had four different things going on in my hairstyle. So, yeah, it was getting to be too much. So while I'm complaining in the chair, he's getting the clippers ready. I'm thinking to, you know, blend the back of my hair or, you know, edge up the corners or whatever. Mm. And he takes the clippers from the nape of my neck in the back, in the middle, and goes from the bottom to my forehead. So
I know
that's
that
point,
snap.
I didn't have any other choice. He had been asking me.
Yeah, you have much of a choice.
Three
yeah.
months at that time. I didn't. He had been asking me for probably about 3 months at that point for, you know, him, for me to let him cut my hair like that and just to trust him. And I would not do it. So after I cried for about 10 minutes, he finished cutting the rest of my hair. He showed it to me, and, you know, it was, but I was still a little skeptical only because, you know, I got a little scoop ball head. I got a flat part on the top, and, you know, it was really tiny.
Got it right
out
LL.
Yeah.
Hey, LL embraced his head.
I'm going to tell you what did it. I walked out of the barbershop, and the first guy that I ran into was like, yo, yo, your haircut is, yo, who cut your hair? And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Who cut your hair? It's really nice. It brings out your features. You know what I'm saying? You just look really, really pretty. I was like, wow, thank you for
nice.
That one.
Nice. It is. Yeah, you was good. You was
I know
good
that's
good.
Right.
It was so you
oh,
yeah, was soaking you was sopping. You was sopping at that point.
Geez.
You had to go home and change.
You always think somebody expected that way.
Yeah,
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 man.
Go home and change. Hey, let me check. But check this out, though. I have some interesting perspective on that whole topic. Is I think it's crazy that, and I'm hearing this from my wife gave this perspective to me because she recently, I say about a year ago, went natural. She had dreads before, you know what I'm saying? They were very well kept
mm-hmm.
dreads, but she picked them out and went back to her natural state. Took about a whole
mm-hmm.
damn near weekend, all of a weekend, a week damn near, to pick out all the dreads in her hair. So now she's like,
wow.
You know, I got the natural hairdo. But the perspective that she put to it was how the black women as a whole haven't been taught how to take care of their natural hair.
Yeah.
Because they're
mm-hmm.
all, from the beginning, they've always had to sit at the stove with the hot comb straightening their hair.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And then from the straightening, it went to the perms. Mm-hmm. And then from the perms, it may have continued with that to the weaves. And you
if
know what
your
I mean?
Hair didn't
so
fall
they,
out, right.
So that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So they've never been taught how to take care of their hair in its natural state.
Right.
So I think that's an interesting dynamic to add to this situation. Because that there's been such a gap in females, African American females wearing their hair in their natural state, unless they were mixed. And if they were mixed with something
mm-hmm.
and they had a hint of that Hawaiian silky, then they could rock their joint natural all the time. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
natural
they
have to do
curls.
All they have to do is kind of like hit it with a blow dryer, and it'll be you know.
Now this is where I have to interject because. That used to irritate the hell out of me for people to, oh, you got that good hair. And I'm like, you have no idea what I have to do to it for it to even look like whatever the hell good hair is. Like,
right.
For the curls and all that other stuff, putting product in your hair and trying to keep it from looking like a baby afro because it's out of style. Like, it was a
well,
lot.
Well, Let me ask you this, Boston.
Yeah.
If you got in the shower and you
mm-hmm.
put a comb to your hair, would it be straight?
Yeah.
In the shower.
Yeah, well,
okay,
I would have
so you,
to wash
so
it
you got quote unquote good
it.
Hair. So you got quote unquote good hair then. All right.
I don't know. Like I would have to condition it and all that other crap to comb all the way through it. But yeah, because I just had a lot of hair. That's all that was. And
that's what I'm
lot.
Saying. Your hair will you come out looking like, you know, I don't know, like, you know, you have, like, just, you know, the hair got laid down. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I look like
G.I.
Jane.
And everything. You know what I'm saying?
The first time I got my hair cut, like, you know, like a number one, right? I messed up by just getting my hair cut all the way off. Like, I was like, take it off. Instead of doing it in stages, because my hair had to be trained. So, but instead of doing that, so the guy cuts my hair all the way off. Swear to you, I felt like I looked like a Filipino, which is nothing wrong with Filipino.
Yeah, you have
I just don't know how I identify with them. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it looked like. It was standing up. And you can see my scalp. I get home and nobody wanted to open the door because they didn't know who the hell I was. Because when I left, I had a big ass afro of curls, like them big ones. So they didn't know who I was when I came home.
So which one do you think that I think as a whole, just your perspective as far as black women, where do they wear the best? I mean, of course, when you got the money to have the best, you'll look the best no matter what stage it's in, whether it's perm, weave, or natural. But just
mm-hmm.
on your average run of the mill, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's case sensitive, but I know weaves have gotten better. Would you guys, you know what I'm saying, at any point consider, you know, getting some Virgin Remy straight Indian.
I have.
From off the boat.
Have.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No,
mm-hmm.
sir.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Boston, do you need perms to straighten your joint out, or do you just need conditioner and a blow dryer?
No, I used to relax my hair because, like I said, my hair wasn't really curly, but it was like wavy. But like if I had it at a certain length, it would. You know what? Remember how Lou Ferrigno's hair used to be? That's what my hair would look
like. I really
didn't
pay attention to Lou Ferrigno's hair as much as I normally would on Wednesdays. So
oh
I didn't catch
you
it last
what?
Time. Yeah.
You get on my nerves.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's 9:20. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break.
You know what the Hulk hair looks like?
Ferrigno's hair. Not
the
maybe
Hulk.
The Hulk. Not Lou Ferrigno before he turned into it. I mean, you know, not David Banner.
Oh, I meant the Hulk, okay? That hair, that poofy. Yes, that right there. The Lisa with no oil.
So you like a pop star, 80s pop star, basically. That's
Listen,
very apropos because we're going to get to this Drake. We're
going to
get into this Drake pop style with the throne. 921 TM Hammer Radio Social Lab. We be right back with some Indian, with some 100% Virgin Remy Indian shirt off the boat.
Featuring Kanye and Jay-Z. Yo, that was dope. Pop style. Yeah, yeah. You're inside the social lab. And right now we're talking about natural versus weave versus relaxer. And I think we all had like different perspectives in the sense of I've had weave in my hair for certain hairstyles, or, you know, that, like, you know, after I cut my hair short, I've cut it short like a couple of times throughout my lifetime. But like this last time, I don't have any dye in my hair, so you can see my gray. But then I'm starting to like the gray, the way it highlights. Oh, yeah. I mean, I know I've been worried like all hell, right? So I know where it comes from. But at the same time, I'm starting to appreciate it instead of wanting to. Yeah. And it, the way it does, it looks like, I got some whole other highlights in my hair. I like that.
Yeah, because I have my hair like you were just talking.
What? Because, yo, I'm telling you, you can get
tired of hair. I got some popping up in my joint.
Oh, they got some just for me.
It's like 1, 2, or 3, or maybe 4 of them. And, but the 1, 2, or 3, or 4 that I see is like in direct sight. So it's like I got, as soon as I pluck them out, next thing I week later, I know I grab them joints by the, I pull them, bang, get out of here. As soon as I do that,
you just don't know that by plucking them,
okay.
10 more come back.
I know.
And pluck one.
I know. I've noticed. Okay, so, I'm hard headed.
All right, now this is gonna go. I'm gonna go there on this one. But so, do you pull all the gray hair? Period.
I mean, it's only like 4 of them. So yeah.
No,
I need you to think.
Need you to think. Think. Come on, what? You'll get it. How
the
about
gray
you?
Ain't no gray hair down there.
Everywhere.
Ain't no gray hair down there.
How you know?
Ain't no gray hair down there. Because I checked.
You can't
trust me.
See there.
Trust me. I checked, and I got another set of eyes on me, too. So I would know.
I know, that's right. Baby, what's that?
So I would know. Exactly. Exactly. She let me know. She sees something down there that's all colored.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, it's going to happen. We're going to look down and it's going to be,
senior citizens. And then that's when I'm going to look like I'm 12 again down there. I'm going to the Red Door Spa. And I'm getting to the Red Door, going to the Red Door Spa, and I'm getting the wax.
I know that's right, the Brazilian please.
I'm lying.
Oh, no.
I ain't getting no wax nowhere. Hell no, you crazy as hell.
Pap smears and waxing in the back
That's what you got electric shavers for.
Oh my gosh.
But bust it though. Since y'all asked me what my preference was out of the three, I'll be glad to tell y'all.
I'm ready.
Hint.
Well, what is your preference?
I'm gonna tell you like this. I have an open door policy. As long as it's well maintained, I'm really not gonna, you know, say much about it. But I would tell you the preference I was raised under was definitely a Eurocentric look. I'm not gonna lie. Okay,
right.
Like I grew up around a lot of Puerto Ricans, so you know. Not a lot of them, but there was Puerto Ricans in my community and, you know, went to school with them. You know what I'm saying? There was some around the way. I was cool with a lot of them. So, you know, I would say that grade of hair was very, you know, was dominant to my preference at the time, you know, as a young kid, because that's all I remember. I had a lot of crushes on Puerto Rican chicks, you know what I'm saying? Or just Spanish chicks or whatever. And, you know, when I was young, you know what I mean? And
right, of course.
Then also in the area I grew up in, you know what I'm saying, it was nothing to see a chick walking to the corner store with her hair fresh out the hair salon and a doobie with the pins. It's like a little hut in her hair, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Going in a wrap, you know what I'm saying, in the bob wrap. There's nothing to see that. And then when that wrap came out, it was like, yo, I heard the angel singing, you know what I'm saying? And I was as a young dude. That was my
first angel.
Son, it did something to me to see a rap, you know what I'm saying, done right.
Unfold.
It did
something
to me. You know what I mean?
Hey.
But you know, like I said, being with who I'm with right now, it really helped me open my eyes to different horizons of, you know, hairstyles. Because, you know, I kind of used to live like how Dre said in that song Three Kings, we only love it if the hair's long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was kind of my preference. Like I used to like, I mean, I still like long hair. You know what I'm saying? So it stuck with me. And like I said, I was conditioned to believe that there was a certain look that, you know, that showed a certain,
was more,
you
acceptable.
Know,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to say acceptable. That's kind of a harsh term, but I would say it was more preference.
Well,
it was a preference. It was a preference. I would say that much. Because I don't want to say anything else was unacceptable, because I know I didn't always date chicks with perms. I know I dated some chicks with weaves, and I'm not a fan of weaves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, because I like to run, I like to grab hair. You know what I'm saying? I like to grab, you know, back of the scalp, get a handful. You know what I'm saying? And there was one time, I never won't forget it. Never won't forget it. I was a freshman in college, and I tried to pull that move, and it wasn't even like I ain't turned her around yet, so it was like, you know, it was still face to face almost. I was trying to grab the back of her head from, you know, behind the pillow. And when I hit the back of the head, son, I felt like, I thought I was at Grand Central. There were so many tracks in there, B.
Oh my God, you cut that out right now.
I said, yo, word is bond. I was shocked. I was shocked.
Mortified.
I was shocked. And I had to stop instantly. But you know, I kept going what I was doing, but I just had to stop doing that at the moment. I had to catch myself, and I was like, yo, I didn't know it was that real. But from that point on, I was very careful about doing that. You know what I'm saying? Word is bond, because at the end of the day, I could be like 2 Chainz. I'd have been a hair weave killer if that was the case.
Hair weave
killer. You know what I mean?
Oh, my
hair
God.
Hair weave killer. You know what I'm saying? But don't worry about it, ladies. If you got the tight weave, you know what I'm saying, keep it popping. If you know what I'm saying, if you got the, you know, the natural popping, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? If you got the perms popping, just, you know that that's slowly deteriorating your brain. But, hey, who am I to
call
you? 932. We're going to be right back. Mr. Vegas, heads high. Social ass.
No, 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 no. Kill them with you now. No, 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 no. Kill them with you, kill them with you, kill them with you, heads high. Kill them with you now. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high. Kill them with you now. No boy ain't got no secret for your wow wow. Heads high. Kill them with you now. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high. Kill them with you now. Tell them to be a god say so. Me why you skin your teeth and make me see. If you're sore from your phone, say you never tweet. You wanna freak, one man you keep. And him never yet complain, say you deep. You make your bow, you no answer to yo. Wanna one man assembly, a so-so. Knit up your bro, make a guy know. Say him be moving blow, oh. I sing again, heads high. Kill them with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high. Make a boy know you wanna pop his shower, but heads high, kill them with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with you know. Tell them Vegas say so. Me want hear you scream if your mouth clean. No man never rub your hint in no ice cream. You no smell green like saline. You will fresh and have a healthy hygiene. Some assuming while you keep blooming like a pretty little lily in the morning. You're not crawling, first of them darling. When you're rising, them keep falling. So sing again, heads high, kill them with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with you know. No boy can't take a your fifth a piece of wabo. Heads high, kill them with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with you know. Them not no secret for you. I sing again, heads high, kill them with you know. Make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill him with you know. No boy can't take a yuppie puppy so wow. Heads high, kill him with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill him with you know. Tell them Vegas say so. Me while you scream, rock out, wind up your body. And in the air car you wanna ray ray. One chip alone can duck from the bay. From the boy Mike, you're no DJ. I sing again, heads high. Kill them with you know. make a punk know you're not blow. It's like kill them with you know. No boy can't take your paper piece of wobble. It's like kill them with you know. Just make a punk know you're not blow. It's like kill them with you know. Tell them vegan say so. Me want you skin your teeth and make me see. If you're sure from your bones say you never do it. You wanna freak a one man you keep. And him never yet complain say you're deep. You make your bow, you no answer to yo. And a one man a zombie a so-so. Knit up your eyebrow, make a boy know. Say him be moving blow, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like, kill him with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. It's like, kill him with you know. Make a boy know you wanna pop it up, whoa, whoa.
Now 9:35 p.m. out here in the D.C. area, it's your boy Save James. Tune to TM Holler Radio Live, the Social Lab. We have with us tonight, still rocking out, our ever-so-special panelists, Madam CeeLo Boston and Hot Chocolate.
Yeah.
What it do, ladies? Y'all chilling over? Y'all still holding it down over there?
Buenos noches.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what's up. I said we got French vanilla and chocolate deluxe.
Chocolate deluxe. That's right.
French vanilla chocolate deluxe.
Girl, when it stays round like thunder. All right.
Hey,
oh,
I ain't mad at it.
$3,000 ass. I told
y'all. I'm talking about that was like the golden age. That was like when the music was. I'm listening to music now, and it's like it sucks.
Yeah,
it really does. Sucks. Like, I mean, music told the story so. Music told the story so much to the point to where, I remember when I was running around the streets crazy in Atlanta, and I was messing with some chick, and she was living with a dude that I was met. I mean, she was living with a dude while I was messing with her. And when I picked her up for the very first time, like she got dropped off by her cousin or something like that, I had the song playing. Is That Your Bitch? Just I mean, I don't know how it just happened to come on at the time. I had a mix CD on or whatever. You know, this time the CDs was popping. It was a CD I was on random or something like that, or like it just had a random playlist on there. And Is That Your Bitch came on at the time when I'm picking up somebody else's girl in my whip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Perfectly timed.
Like,
Yeah.
How apropos was that, yo? But that's what I'm saying. The music told the story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just to kind of, I think that's a great segue into your question, Boston. Is there dating without sex? Now, I don't know if you consider that dating or just being a super creep on her behalf, but we was we was at it, you know, for a couple months. I'll say about 3 months solid. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And
that's,
you know what I mean?
Thing.
Yeah.
That's our thing.
Right.
Huh?
That thought. THOT.
I guess that's what you could label it now. But, you know, like I said, it was, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you can say that date, like I said, but when it comes to dating and sex, I would say, just me personally, If I'm not banging it, then we're not dating. Unless I really want it or want you, and the sex doesn't matter. But don't get it twisted. I'm getting it from somewhere else. If you have me waiting, I'm gonna be getting it from somewhere else until you're willing to give in. And then if it's real, the way you making it present yourself to be, then, you know, it's a good possibility I'll cut everybody else off. You understand what I'm saying? So
the more she gives
that was
up,
my approach.
It's
not even that. I think you missed the point. The point I was making is if I really want you, like, besides the sex, and
yeah,
I'm getting into you as a person,
mm-hmm,
versus, you know, just the individual at the time, just, you know, another notch on the belt.
Right.
I won't mind waiting if there's more to it that I'm intrigued in than just the body
or whatever, or just,
right.
you know, the act. If there's more to it, but just know while I'm waiting, I'm probably, you know, getting my fill elsewhere. And if the package is complete, once the deal is set, based off my initial approach to the situation, then, like I said, there's a good chance I can cut everybody else off.
Hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yes. But, I mean, okay, so I'm going to say this. I didn't even attempt to figure out what dating was until I hit my 30s. Because, I mean, just it was, you know, in the industry or, you know, moving around so much, being, you know, like in a million different places every day, you know, it's like it was hard to, like, actually date somebody, like that whole courting issue, you know,
mm-hmm.
with somebody coming to the mm-hmm. house at 7 and meeting the family and all that crap. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't even a reality. But it's like what I was told, though, by other people was dating was you, like, going out with different people, seeing what you like, what you don't like, and then mm-hmm. choosing from there. Kind of like what you just said, Sabe, about the whole, you know, like, if it's worth it, I'll, you know, you wait or whatever, and then when they give
yeah.
in, you're all in, you know?
Right, right.
You know, but it just was started a different spot. That's all. I just think dating, you don't have to, because I've dated hundreds of guys but I didn't sleep with all of them.
But see, you got to remember, though, y'all ultimately have the power in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You dictate how this goes. Are we dating or are we not? Are we banging or are we not? You guys have the final say in all of that. Unless, you know
right.
what I'm saying, you just open to the point to where as soon as you meet a guy that you like, you give it up, and then, you know, you say you're dating. You know what I mean? That,
right.
That's a different scenario. It depends on the psyche of the individual.
Right.
But I would say on the normal, power balance in the situation, the woman has the ultimate say in all of this. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Because, you know, if you don't want to be dating, then, hey, the guy's not going to say be dating. That's going to keep his options open. But if
right.
you want to consider y'all dating, then he got to reconsider what he's trying to do outside of you or what he tells
right.
you. You understand what I'm saying? So y'all
right.
ultimately have the power. The pendulum swings in your direction 9 times out of 10 anyway when it comes to that. Unless
right.
you're talking about the 1% of the male that are, you know, high-profile celebrities and sports stars and, you know, actors and all the stuff like that, then, yeah, they dictate
right.
how everything goes most of the time. But just on the normal running, please. Y'all got the final say on it. You know what I mean?
I can go for that. Yeah, I can go for that.
Yeah, that definitely is true. That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I kind of want to touch on an alternate direction to that same subject as far as you mentioning, you know, the female who has power, whether, you know, there is going to be anything sexual that transpires, and if she decides to do it early on. Let's take a break. It's 9:43.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we will touch on if she gives it up early or on the first date, do you consider still having a relationship with her? TM Hummer Radio Live will be like that.
Mm. Good point. Wow. Like that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's awesome. Took me to her castle, and I 9:48 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, Florida, Hillsborough County, to be exact. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, St. James joining us as well. We are Team Hammer Radio, that crew, that team, that network, and it is Wednesday Night Relationship Wednesday, and we are talking about different aspects of whether you need or whether sex is required in a relationship. And before we took our break to the late, great Prince Rogers, nothing that still changed me to say that, yeah, really does. We were talking about whether the young lady that you may consider dating, you know, y'all are a little hot and heavy on the first date, and she lets you go all the way. Do you consider her as a candidate to have a relationship with, or do you just consider her a job and keep it moving because of what she did with you on that first day?
Oh, y'all waiting for me to answer?
Okay.
You're the
yeah,
only
that would
man.
Be you. Right.
You know what?
Right. I ain't
that would be you.
I'm only a dude, like, for 2 hours a week. Be cool. Yeah,
wait a minute.
Hey,
that is too much information to be putting on a worldwide web. I'm
sorry. I thought it was funny.
It's a
funny.
Little bit much. It's
whatever.
Okay. Is it? Boston laughed. She laughed.
Right
anyway,
me. Yeah, right me.
The question on the floor is, if a chick that gives it up the first time we go out consider dating material? I don't look at chicks differently who give it up the first day. I'd say they think like me.
Get it
I'm
out
trying,
of the way.
You know, I'm trying to bang, son. So, I mean, if you try and bang, let's do it. Yeah, I ain't going to look at you funny.
Right.
That just means I'm going to hit it again. If you
let's not
the first
play no
time,
games
here. Hey.
Right.
Hey, that just means I'm going to hit it again. That's all that means. You know what I'm saying? If you
Yo,
gave it up the first
time.
From your perspective, she knows.
I mean,
so that's not
a deterrent. And that's how I look at it. And that's how I look at it. Because I'm going to be honest with you. There's chicks that, you know, that I've been with. That, you know, I might have gotten some on the first date or whatever. And, you know, I found out they were just a cool individual that just liked to get it in. And, you know what I'm saying, we hung out. And, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I guess you could say we dated. You know what I'm saying, we went places. You know what I'm saying, we went, you know, different events, you know, eat, movies, you know, the normal 1-2 struggle when you 20s and single. You know what I mean? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we just kept it to what it was. You know what I mean? But it just always seems to end up that after a couple of months of getting the pipe,
they want to lock me down into relationships. And I'm like, wait a minute, we didn't talk about this walking in the door. I'm talking about the patterns. But you know what, though? There's a scientific reason for it. Because I read that there's some kind of connection with when a woman, has sex or whatever with somebody consistently, that feeds endorphins or something to their brain as far as good feelings, and they connect that moment afterwards to bonding, with the individual, and then that creates a kind of closeness, mm-hmm. And then by them doing that, by women doing that more with the same individual, it's going to eventually pull on the heartstrings, And then that's when the conversation is going to come up and make both of us uncomfortable. Like, yo, she's thinking, why did I say it? And he's thinking, why did she say it? Like, we didn't talk about this before. I let her know in the beginning, walking in, I don't want no relationship. We can be adults and make adult decisions and have some fun. And if it's something that, we both mutually want, it's going to come up and it'll be, acceptable at the time. But if one of us brings it up, that means the other one didn't, apparently, because they didn't bring it up yet. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just think that you don't have to. I mean, just because you're dating does not mean that you. Because what about people who are dating like two or three people? Does that mean that they're having sex with all those people at the same time?
Only if they're women. If they're women and they're dating two or three people, they're not banging all two or three of them. One of them they might be. But the other two, they're not. I promise you.
But then
if
the
man,
if the
man dating two or three people, he's boning all three of them, or two out of three of them. I'll say the ratio is higher. The percentage of contact is higher with men when the numbers go up versus women. You know what I'm saying? The percentage is lower with women unless they just a porn star or that's just how they roll. If they have five guys in their roster and they're banging all five, then I can't question their drive. They're gifted. You hear me? But if they have five on their roster, guarantee you they're banging one consistently, and the only second one is a backup plan when the first one isn't available. Promise you, that's how it goes. I promise you. if I'm wrong, say it.
I cannot
go
against what you're saying.
I know you can't, because I know I'm right.
Didn't that what I said? Hold on, wait. Yes, exactly. But before we go any further, I want to clarify something. When the young lady was on last Friday, and I said, as long as she works on her delivery and breath control, and they thought I said birth control, say it. And so I'm laughing. Everybody's laughing, ha ha ha. But Hot Chocolate was like, birth control? But I thought she said breath control, right? Because I'm amped up. I'm amped about the song and all that. And then I play it back later on, and I hear it. I'm like,
it sounds like breath control.
Right, I'm saying breath control, but on air it sounds like birth control.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you this much: if I was on that show, I'd have been laughing at the fact you told her to work on her breath control.
Hey,
that would have been funny enough to me. Like,
but as an artist, that's something that's important.
Exactly.
I know. I get it. I'm just saying. I'm like, wow.
But see, that's what I'm saying. That's why I thought
your OB's on the outside.
I said delivery and breath control. But it sounded like I said delivery and birth control. But I don't see where birth control would have really fit in. But I guess that's why Hot Chocolate said it like that. Like, what? Birth control?
Well,
she was talking about being Justin Timberlake's only or other option. She might need a birth control in order to make it happen.
Oh, so no wonder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Her other option. I know when you said that, she said all she was thinking was this. I said, we're quick in the lube, quick in the lube.
I'm a bust that ass.
I'm a
can't play the whole thing. Anyway, yeah, so that, yeah, that was a ballsy statement to make, I guess, in the midst of the confusion of the misinterpretation of words on both ends. You know what I mean? The play on words was a little bit too much at that point, huh?
Oh.
All good. All good in the hood. All good in the hood. Yo, but yeah, anyway, but so did you guys ever, you know, jump off the roof day one and end up dating dude month three?
That's how I had my child. Yeah. And we were together for 6 years.
But this is what I'm saying. With you guys so openly and easily admitting it, it's like, okay, it's all right. We understand. Y'all, the thing is this.
Listen,
when guys realize that a woman's drive is probably 25 to 50% stronger than a man's drive.
Yeah.
Then you start understanding women more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Until we're able to wrap our minds around that y'all probably want it more than we do, y'all just don't go about it the same way. Society doesn't allow you to go about it the same way that we can. That's very true. But the fact of the matter is that once that stone is turned over and a guy recognizes that, his whole perspective on women changes. I promise you.
Yeah.
A dude that's scared to talk to a woman.
It's a lie. The perspective.
You know what I'm saying? A dude that's scared to talk to a woman because they think they're going to get turned down or whatever the bad stuff about it can happen. Those guys ain't figured out women yet. You know what I'm saying? But when, you know, you got a dude that's confident in himself and, you know, doesn't mind, you know, the talk. Those are the dudes that you know, saying that understand things. So, you know, it is what it is, and it's up to the individual to learn, study, because y'all women are the most complex Rubik's cubes on the planet. Complex.
Just be yourself and be honest, ladies. That's all you gotta do.
Be honest with yourself. Don't be honest with men. Be honest with yourself. Let's start there, and then the rest will unfold.
You know, nobody can be you but you.
Yeah, it is. Take us home, Gina.
We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio, the General, TM Hyman, myself, Hot Chocolate, Dave James, Madam Boston, Toya, Dee Dee Coop. We will see you on Friday night.
Word. And
Madam Boston?
Yeah, I don't know where she went, but I don't know if I should share this.
For her, whatever you do, do it well.
The supplements that I've been taking for the gym have given me tremendous gas. Tremendous. Just want you to know that. Good night,
y'all. Thank you for sharing that, and make sure that you don't
break strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my end.
No bubble.
I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers.